利路亚，我们在座诸位主耶稣所亲爱的，大家晚安，大家平安。
哈利路亚，peace upon brothers and sisters who are sitting here this evening。
感谢主耶稣，让我们这次圣何塞教会能够举开圣经讲习会。
Thank God that this time San Jose Church is able to host a Bible seminar.
我们也顺利地进入第三晚。
And we have successfully entered into our third night.
在我们开始之前，请我们大家预备心，同心默祷。
Before we start, let's prepare our hearts in a silent prayer.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名开始今天晚上我们的讲习会跟崇拜。
The name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our Bible seminar and worship.
我们一起来吟诗赞美诗133首。
Let us sing hymn to praise the Lord, sing hymn 133.
再一次向我们在座诸位问安。
Peace be among brothers and sisters once again.
很高兴在这里跟大家一起来敬拜我们的主耶稣。
Thank God that we're all gathered here today to worship our Lord Jesus Christ.
这次安排了三节的圣经讲习。
This time we've prepared three evenings of Bible seminar.
如同我们上面所写的，这个是略解新旧约之桥。
And as the topic indicates, these three sessions are designed to give everyone an overview of the bridge between the Old and the New Testament.
所以是略解哈，最简单的用三节的方式。
And through three sessions, the intent is to give a simple overview of this.
所以在我们第一节的时候，大概讲到了希伯来书的特色。
In the first session, we discussed the simple characteristics of Hebrews.
它的相关的一些争议。
Some of its symbolism and also contrasts.
以及应该来读希伯来书的是哪些人。
Also, we discussed who are those who should read the book of Hebrews.
我们从经文里面得到线索，其实读希伯来书应该就是我们这些信了一段时间以后的基督徒。
And we've discussed and came to the conclusion that those who should be reading the book of Hebrews are those who have came to believe in Christ not too long, and those are us, the believers of God.
希伯来书也引用了非常多的旧约的经文。
And the book of Hebrews also drew upon a lot of verses from the Old Testament.
然后再以圣灵的引导来解出耶稣基督的福音内容。
And through the assistance of the Holy Spirit helped us interpret the content of the scriptures.
因此才有这个名字叫做新旧约之桥，是它的别名。
And that is why the book of Hebrews is also labeled as the bridge to between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
然后我们第一节也说，因为它引用的很多经文都跟祭司跟献祭的条例有关系。
And we also discussed in the first session that a lot of the verses that draws upon relates to high priests and also ceremonial topics.
所以它第三个别名叫做新约的立位记，因为旧约立位记主要记载这相关的内容。
And also another title that Hebrews are given is the New Testament version of Leviticus because it records a lot of events about sacrificial topics.
所以昨天小弟用做波音747的速度带大家把13章看过一遍。
So last night we went through 13 chapters of Hebrews in a very quick fashion.
小弟跟大家说，希伯来书总共13章有分成两大段落。
And we've discussed that in 13 chapters of Hebrews, it could be split into two components.
第一大段落从第一章第一节一直到十章十八节。
The first component is from chapter 1 through chapter 10.
然后第二大段落从十章十九节一直到最后结束。
The second component is from chapter 10, verse 19 onward until the end.
第一大段落里面又有五个重点。
And in the first component or first part, there's five main themes.
就是五个比较。
There's five topics, comparative topics.
这五个比较是为了呈现出耶稣基督的超越性。
And these five comparative topics is meant to help us understand the superiority of Jesus Christ.
所以一二章为了证明耶稣基督超越所有的天使。
And chapter 1 and 2 concludes and help us understand that Jesus Christ surpasses all those angels.
3-4章要证明耶稣基督超越希伯来人心目中最伟大的先知摩西。
And verses chapter 3 and 4 concludes that Jesus Christ surpasses the great Moses that was admired by the Israelites.
5-6-7章要证明耶稣基督超越所有人间的祭司，包括大祭司的家族。
Chapter 5, 6, 7 is meant to help us understand that the Lord Jesus Christ surpasses the greatest of all of the high priests that we've come to understand.
8章要证明耶稣基督超越所有世上服事神的人。
Chapter 8 tells us that Jesus Christ surpasses all the believers and the worshippers of God in this world.
因为那里提到耶稣基督是在真帐幕、真圣所里面做仆役，他是翻成执事了哈。
Because in chapter 8 tells us Jesus Christ is a minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle.
而且这个真圣所是他亲自支搭起来的。
And this new sanctuary or true tabernacle was established by himself.
所以昨天我们也比较所谓的服事神的人，跟我们所知道的先知、祭司、君王，还有一些小差别，这是为什么有第八章的原因。
And so we've learned the other yesterday the differences between the high priests and those who worship God, and that's why the conclusion is drawn in chapter 8 for us.
然后从第九章一节到十章十八节是第五个比较。
And chapter 9 and 10 gives us the fifth comparative topic.
要证明耶稣基督超越一切的献祭和祭物。
It helps us understand that Jesus Christ surpasses all of the physical items that are set forth for sacrifice or offerings.
他一次献祭就完全了这一次的献祭。
Because he himself conducted one sacrificial action and that took care of everything.
他不像旧约里面的那些动物牺牲，要常常献，不断的献。
He's not like the animals that were used in the Old Testament that were part of the sacrificial ceremony where they have to be constantly ceremony has to be constantly conducted.
因为他一次将自己献上就完全了。
He himself offered himself as sacrifice for us and he only did it once and he completed the mission.
所以各位，你们知道我们真耶稣教会的圣餐礼，题外话了哈，跟天主教的圣餐礼有什么不同吗？
So do you guys know what the differences between the True Jesus Church's Holy Communion versus the Catholic Church's Holy Communion?
我们圣餐礼是领受神的肉跟神的血啊。
In our Holy Communion, we're receiving the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ.
所以圣餐礼是灵恩会当中最大的恩典。
So the Holy Communion is considered the greatest blessing that one can receive from a spiritual congregation.
天主教的神父跟神父，就是他们是每天早上办圣餐呐。
In the Catholic Church, the priests and the Pope, they conduct Holy Communion every morning.
他们把圣餐当成献祭，每天在献祭啊。
They treat Holy Communion as a ceremonial, sacrificial ceremonial to God.
我们今天主要不是讲这个，所以我们跟他有很大的不同。
So our motivation, intent, and our Holy Communion drastically differs from.
我们圣餐也是为领受神恩。那请问，我们真耶稣教会的信徒一次也献上了，完全献上什么时候？
If we're receiving grace as we conduct Holy Communion, let me ask you, as members of our church, have you offered yourself one time? When was the last time you offered yourself as a sacrifice?
所以感谢主哦，有渐渐有人有回应了。这在小弟在注目一年下去，大家都会一直摇头点头了。
I can see some acknowledgement or a curiosity as to the answer of this question.
我们在接受哈一主一信一喜一神的一喜那个时候，知道吗？
It's the moment when we accept the one baptism, being baptized into the Lord.
那一洗是借由耶稣基督的死而来，是为了洗去我们所有的罪，那是赦罪的大祭呀。
Because when we commit to being baptized, God at the moment sacrificed himself through his blood, redeemed of our sins, and that's one of the greatest offerings or sacrifices. 所以我们
洗礼在属灵里的意义，是一次借着耶稣基督的洗，献上了赎了我们的罪了，不用再第二次。这个理由是这样来的。
So in spirit, the purpose of baptism, that one-time baptism, basically we've offered up the sacrifices or ceremony to the Lord, so that one time that our sins are washed away.
所以希伯来书的第一大段一直到十章十八节，就是让我们去了解耶稣基督的超越性，更深刻的、更完整的认识他。
So chapter in Hebrews chapter 1 through chapter 10 verse 18 it helps us understand that God elevates above all these things and that he's superior than all these things that we talked about.
可是昨天小弟说过，如果只有这样子的话，那这个希伯来书没有什么特别的意义。
So, but if the story stops right there, then there's really not a whole lot of meaning you can draw from that.
因为这个书信是为了造就希伯来人的基督徒，所以它有一个目的。
Because the intent of the book of Hebrews to edify those that reads the book, it has that goal in mind.
这个目的就是第二部分所要引导我们的。
And that goal is carried out in the second part of Hebrews.
既然我们更完整、深刻认识我们耶稣基督是超越的。
Now that we have a fuller understanding of the perfection of Jesus and the fact that he's superior than everything.
所以从十章十九节开始，就有一个语气上的转折，变成弟兄们，就是今天对弟兄姐妹们的意思。转过来再提醒我们啊。
So from Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19, there's a change of tone, and the tone is now addressed directly to the brethren. Those are us in the audience.
第二大段的目的是希望我们能够成为更超越的基督徒，更美的圣徒。
The second part of Hebrews encourages us and admonishes us that we also need to follow suit and also become more perfect and to also elevate ourselves above all.
所以十章到结束之前，希望我们是灵魂得救的人。十章三十九节了哈。
Chapter 10 verse 39 reminds us that we have to be living in the path of salvation.
这里面我们昨天很快的带过有七种圣徒的心。
And in this section of the Hebrews, it reminds us of the seven types of perspective of a believer.
然后十一章为了证明这七种心不是一种形而上的难以追求的，十一章都在讲这七种心的实际见证。
And in chapter 11, it teaches us the practical side of and testimonies of the seven understandings that the believers must have.
所以小弟昨天说，你如果仔细看十一章的分类，它分出了十二类，都是在印证前面十章十九节到十章三十九节这七种圣徒之心的信心的见证。
So chapter 11 gives us practical testimonies and confirmation of the seven perspective that are described in chapter 10 verses 19 through verse 39.
然后第七个重点就是希伯来书十二章。
The seventh main point resides in Hebrews chapter 13.
这里告诉我们，也在为当时的弟兄姐妹做准备，因为接下来两百多年的迫害将要开始。
In this chapter, it admonishes us and also prepares us for 200 years of persecution.
可是我相信这个时候啊，读信的人闻到那个味道，还不知道接下来的迫害那么大那么久，大家知道吗？我们是往后看呢，往前看呢。
I truly believe that because people are tend to be retrospective, and when people read that chapter, they have a hard time understanding just how devastating the 200 years of persecution in the future will be.
所以圣灵借着希伯来书十二章告诉我们苦难的真谛以及四个面向，我们昨天简单提到了。
So in chapter 12, inspired by the Holy Spirit, helps us understand the conditions of the persecution and the four occurrences during that time.
最后13章，扣除最后几节的问安之外。
And lastly, in chapter 13, in addition to some conclusive statements or follow-up statements.
这里列出 我们除了要灵魂得救之外，如何成为更美的圣徒？里面有讲到七点哦。
It reminds, gives us 7 points on how we can not only be a believer in spirit, but also how can we surpass above beyond our faith.
最后十三章的七点刚好可以跟十章的七点做对照，而且就是更加的长进的。
The 7 points in chapter 13 could be compared to the 7 points in chapter 10, and it actually helps us even progress further in our faith and spirit.
好，我们今天第三节最后一节，大概还有一个小时以内的时间，小弟跟大家来分享希伯来书一个最重要的主题。
So in the last, within this hour, in the third session of our seminar, I'd like to share with you the most important conclusion or point from the book of Hebrews.
这个主题其实跟五六七三章有相当的关联性。
And this thing has a lot to do with what's described in chapter 5, 6, and 7.
但是又不限于这三章的范围。
But it surpasses the parameters described in chapter 5, 6, and 7.
可以说从希伯来书从头到尾用不同的角度在切入这个耶稣基督的身份。
In other words, the theme recurs over and over throughout Hebrews, and the book uses different angles, different ways of introducing and making us understand the characteristic and the true nature of Jesus Christ.
也是整本圣经66卷对耶稣这个属灵身份讲的最深入、最完整的地方。
And out of the 66 books recorded in the Bible, it's here in Hebrews at this point that it makes the most striking, vivid description of this point, this thing.
这里面有一个关键的经节，我们一起来看希伯来书三章一节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1, which is a very pivotal verse.
第一节，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣 ，Amen。
第三章第一节。
三章一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
在这里直接指出耶稣这个属灵职分跟身份，大祭司有没有看到？
Here, directly, it puts a label or describes Jesus as the high priest, which is his spiritual title.
这可以说是希伯来书最重要的主题之一。
This is considered one of the most important topic or theme of the book of Hebrews.
整个希伯来书用七个层面来解释说明耶稣这个属灵的职分。
In the book of Hebrews, it uses 7 different ways ways of getting at the point that Jesus Christ in spirit is the high priest.
第一个层面，我们来看希伯来书二章十七节。
Let's look at the first way of first point, which is Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。Amen.
17. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of people.
这里点出第一点，耶稣基督是什么样的大祭司？你们看经文。
Here it tells us what kind of high priest is Jesus Christ.
慈悲忠信的有没有？
He is merciful and he is faithful.
好，那我们继续想啊，慈悲忠信的是什么意思？
What does it mean to be merciful and faithful?
哦，可能英文比较清楚，叫 faithful， 对不对？很容易理解。中文因为它又加上忠跟信两个不一样的字的组合啊。
It's probably clear in English because we are simply we understand what merciful and faithful means.
其实我们回到这个希伯来书原来写的文字就是普通希腊文。
If we go back to the original text of Hebrews, which was written in Latin,
这个慈悲忠信在原文里面就是他是怜悯的又非常忠心的大祭司，有两个形容词。
And there's two adjectives used to describe the high priest, which is he is very empathetic, and also he's very loyal and faithful.
所以希伯来书告诉我们，这个大祭司第一个特点，他是一个很怜悯的又很忠心的大祭司。
So in Hebrews, the first characteristic that it teaches us of Jesus is that he is a high priest that is very empathetic and merciful, and he's also very loyal and faithful.
耶稣为什么能够怜悯我们呢？
Why is it that Jesus is able to have mercy on us all?
一样在希伯来书告诉我们，我们请看四章十五节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。 Amen.
Verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
对，大家看十五节，这里是讲我们的大祭司能不能体恤我们。
Here in verse 15, it tells us,It answers the question whether if our high priest can be sympathetic to us.
哎，能不能
？Can he？
哦，能。有人点头，那就代表了哈。对啊，能体恤我们。
It says that the high priest can sympathize with us.
体恤我们的软弱，这叫做怜悯啊。
He can sympathize with our weaknesses, and this is exactly how he is merciful.
那后半节又告诉我们为什么他能够体恤。
The second half tells us why was the reason that he is able to sympathize with us.
因为他也跟我们面临过所有我们面临过的事，我们心中的感受他也经历过。
And the reason is because he himself also, like us, was tempted, like us.
所以十五节最后说，只是他没有犯罪。
But the only difference is that he never faltered, nor did he sin.
试探的目的是为了让我们失败跟犯罪。
The temptation comes to us with the purpose of to make us fall and make us make mistake and sin.
所以这里告诉我们，耶稣没有犯罪，意思就是他胜过了。
So here it says that Jesus never sinned, even though he was tempted. So therefore he overcame his temptations.
虽然胜过不代表容易，你看看四福音书里面主耶稣的反应容不容易？
Even though this is not easy, and from the four gospels, we can make our conclusion whether that is easy to succeed over temptation.
胜过不代表容易。
To surpass and to prevail doesn't mean that the journey was easy.
耶稣也胜得很不容易。
Jesus also had a difficult time. It was very challenging for him to
prevail. 你看他面对那么多仇敌的攻击。
He encountered a lot of prosecutors, people that are after him.
要面对最爱的人的误解。
He encountered folks that he loved to misunderstand him.
有没有他还活着的时候，他的弟弟妹妹相信他吗？
I remember when he was alive, what did his siblings believe in him?
今天我们有些传道的说啊，你要向别人传福音，你自己的家人还有没信主的嘞。
Some people tell us pastors that, hey, if you want to preach, what about your own family members? Some of your relatives don't even believe.
我相信我们当中也有人面临过这一段很不容易，对不对？
I'm sure you understand why that is a very challenging and difficult.
你可能会带很多人来信主啦，可是你最亲近的家人有一部分你很无奈啊。
Sometimes we try hard to bring others to Christ, but there may be those that are close to us, our family members that don't believe in God.
面临他最用过心引导的使徒，竟然有人背叛他。
Jesus even encountered the disciples that he loved the most, that he's closest the most, betraying him.
他尽心尽力去爱世上的人，世上的人却宁愿要跟他换巴拉巴。
He wholeheartedly gave his effort and love to those that are in this world, and yet these people that are in the world rather trade him for a very sinful prisoner.
我问大家，耶稣是不是神
？Can I ask you whether if you think that Jesus is God?
我们承认他是神吗
？Do we acknowledge that he is God?
就连神亲自来经历世上的这一段。你说容不容易
？Can you say though, even though he's God and he personally came to manage all these things, can you still say that it was easy for him？
所以我们唱赞美诗的时候说啊，他胜利啦，胜利啦，好像很容易，很不容易，好多苦难，有没有
？When we sing hymns to praise God to celebrate his success and his elevation, But it was done with much difficulty. It was done with much effort from his part.
所以他知道我们的感受。
Therefore, because of that journey, he understands us. He can sympathize with us.
他知道你内心的苦。
He understands the pain in our hearts.
他最后胜过。
But at the end, he prevailed.
所以他能体恤我们。
That's why he's able to sympathize us.
但是第二个问题，他是怎么胜过的呢？
The second question you might ask is, how was he able to prevail?
我们来看约翰福音四章三十四节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 34.
约翰福音四章三十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 34.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。我来看多么强调。
Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. This is a very striking statement.
他不是说我的任务哦。
He didn't say that was his duty.
他用我的食物来比拟，可见这是他每天里面最重要的，跟他生命相关的。食物就是这样的存在，是不是？
He uses food as an emphasis because food is a daily necessity.And therefore, he contributes his work as his daily needs.
任务可以努力，但是有可能失败。
If it is our duty, we can put in efforts, but sometimes we will fail.
所以耶稣不是用工作跟任务，他说我的食物。
So Jesus did not describe his mission as his duty, but rather he described his mission as his food.
人一旦缺少食物，就会衰弱跟死亡。
And when a person lacks food, he or she will lack energy and may die.
所以他借着最平常的这两个字，在强调对他来说跟生命一样重要的是什么？遵行天父旨意，做成他的工。
So basically, what Jesus is saying is that what to him is equal to his life, the sustenance of his life, which is to him to carry out the mission of God.
我们再看约翰福音十五章第十节。
Let's turn to John chapter 15, verse 10.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
这里主耶稣强调什么？为什么？我能在父里，父能够在我里呢？因为我遵守他的命令。
Here Jesus tells us a secret as to why he's able to be abiding in God. It's because he keeps his Father's commandments.
所以我们看到耶稣这个大祭司是怜悯我们的，是忠心的。
So we learned that this high priest.Our Jesus Christ is merciful and he is faithful.
他怜悯我们，因为他知道我们的苦，他经历过。
He sympathizes with us because he has gone through the same journey as us.
可是他告诉我们，忠心的不只在形容他，而在教我们一个胜过试探跟苦难的秘诀。
But he teaches even something even higher in the secret as to how we can surpass.The challenges ahead of us.
他能胜过虽然不容易，但是胜过靠的是对天父话语的忠心。有没有发觉？
And his secret is that he treats this mission, his spirituality and faith as his sustenance, like food.
所以这一位完全的大祭司，他勉励我们，他知道我们的苦，他也引导我们如何胜过这些试探，就是要忠心真理。
He, our high priest Jesus Christ.He has mercy on us. He overcame all the challenges, but he also teaches us how to overcome our challenges by being loyal to God's work.
我们先来看希伯来书描写的大祭司的第二个层面。
Let's look at the second descriptor of the high priest recorded in Hebrews.
我们先看四章十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 14.
希伯来书四章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。 Amen.
Verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
所以这里告诉我们，这个大祭司前面的形容词又有两个了，有没有发现？
Here we have another two descriptors in this verse.
第一个是升入高天。
First, that the high priest has passed through heavens.
第二个是尊荣的。
Second, that and also he 尊荣 passed through heavens, and he's great.
哦，他是写 great 吗？
Seeing the great high priest who has passed through the heavens.
好 ，great 好。那我们现在来看哦，关于这两个形容。升入高天，我们想到什么？
So let's look at these two descriptors. When you hear that he has passed through heavens, what comes to your mind?
因为同时我们想到一个比较难解的争论啊。
Perhaps what comes to mind is a concept that's more difficult to explain.
我们来看使徒行传一章的九节到十一节。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
第一章九节到十一节
，verses 9-10。
好，第九节
，verse 9，
说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。第十节
，verse 10，
当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边，说：十一节
，eleven，
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来 ？Amen。好，这个比较长就不念了哈。在这九到十一节三节里面，连续讲了四次往上去升天，有没有讲了四次
？In verses 9-11, it referenced four times that he was taken up.
这记载了耶稣升天的实况。
It describes the scenario which Jesus was elevated into the
heavens. 但是他的升天是很特殊的。
However, his ascension to heaven was very unique.
我们来看另外一个比较难解的经文哈。
Let's look at another verse that's more difficult to interpret.
我们看约翰福音三章十三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 13.
请看三章约翰福音三章十三节。
John chapter 3, verse 13.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。Amen.
No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven.
来，我问大家，你们承认耶稣升天了吗
？Let me ask you a question. Do you acknowledge that Jesus ascended to heaven?
哎，啊，应该承认了哈。
You should be acknowledging that.
后面这一句说，除了耶稣这一节的，除了耶稣，没有人升过天。你们觉得有没有问题
？Do you see any problems with the statement that outside of Jesus, no one else has ascended to the heaven？
好了，那个妈祖啊，穆罕默德，我们就不讲了啦，哈，那些反正我们又不信，对不对
？There's a lot of other mythical beings or people that's outside of the Bible that we won't talk about。
对我讲的那些都是。伊斯兰教跟道教那一些神，他们都升过天了，我们就不说了，对不对
？We won't mention the Islamic gods and other idols that are recorded in other people's religion.
圣经里面除了耶稣以外，有没有人升过天
？In the Bible, aside from Jesus Christ, are there others that ascended to heaven?
啊，耶稣，你宗教教育没有上好哦。
Jesus, you made the statement, but you did not attend your religious education.
要不然我传道要讲这个，可能要被检讨啊。
Because or whichever preacher that makes this conclusion needs to reflect.
我们举两个人，以诺有没有升过天
？What about Enoch？
啊
？In the Bible, Enoch.
要不然难道是他与神同行三百年之后被接到地里面去了吗？没有，他被神接走了、啊。
He at the end before he died, he was taken away by God.
好，我们再讲另外，以利亚，先知以利亚有没有印象
？What about Prophet Elijah？
他有没有升过天？还是他坐云霄飞车，不知道从哪里要下来了
？He ascended to the heaven as well. He did not take a vehicle to heaven.
好，我告诉你，这个重点，主耶稣说，除了这个人子没有升过天，重要在前半节的描述。
In this verse, I think the importance, the focus is on the first part of the verse.
因为希伯来书告诉我们，这个大祭司是升天的嘛。
In the book of Hebrews, it says that this high priest ascended to heaven.
其实我们看以诺也好，以利亚也好，其他升天的人也好，他们本来都是一般的人。
And in the Bible, if we look at Enoch, Prophet Elijah, or others that who have ascended to heaven, the common characteristic is that these are normal people.
各位你要知道哦，真的从这个要讲长一点，我长话短说，从圣经的观念。我们不是从天上降生下来的，你们知道吧
？In the perspective of the Bible, we did not came down from heaven.
我以前看美国的卡通哈，哇，那个小天使下来，然后鸟叼着有没有？从那个烟囱把你丢进去，这你能翻译一下吗？
I watched cartoon in the past where the angel would 丢什么？
丢那个。小包裹，好像里面有小婴儿。
And the angels through the birds deliver a baby down the chimney.
我告诉你，我们不是本来在天上的。
In actuality, we did not exist in the heavens to start out with.
我们是亚当的后裔，是在世界上繁衍出来的生命，大家能够理解吗
？We are the descendants of Adam and Eve. We came about through on earth.
从圣经真正的观念，我们从来都没有去过天上，从来都没有。我们不是从天上降生成婴儿的，不是哦。
In the Bible, mankind, us, came about in heaven. We did not come down in a form of an infant.
是神一旦设立了，他创造了世上第一个男女之后，借着他大能的话语，赐给他们繁衍生命的能力。是这样来的，是生命产生生命，大家能够理解吗
？We came about from a man and a woman, and because of the great doings and power of God, it generated more lives from Adam and Eve, which are lives to begin with on earth.
我们想回以诺跟以利亚，跟我们一样，他是地面上产生出来的生命，是人类的后裔，带有灵的肉体，是这样子啊
？Enoch and Elisha.They're like us. They bear flesh. They came. Their lives were generated from this earth, like us.
所以虽然他们升天了，但是我们现在想主耶稣。
Even though they ascended to heavens, but let's look at the circumstance.
我们再看一次约翰三章十三节前面半节怎么讲。
Let's look at the first part of John chapter 3 verse 13.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，人子就是主耶稣嘛。
It says, no one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man.
只有主耶稣他来的方式跟我们所有的人类是不一样的，要理解。
So the first point is that only Lord Jesus Christ, how he came down into this world, which is from heaven down to this earth,
he is
真
的从天上离开天上宝座来到世界上的，道成肉身来的。
He left his throne in the heavens, descending down, manifested himself in flesh down to the world.
而且他是死后复活再升天，以诺不是，以利亚不是，他们都活活的，有没有？
And also he died first before he was resurrected and ascended to the heavens.Which differs from Enoch and Elijah.
So, 以这一点来看，耶稣是独一无二的。只有他是用这种方式，上面来了又死了，复活了再升天，当然只有他一个啊。
So, given the circumstance and how he descended from heaven down to this world, died, resurrected, and ascended to the heaven, he is the only person that has ever done that in that fashion.
第二个，这在讲一个灵界里面的很重要的观念。
Second point is, this is describing a very important concept in the spiritual realm.
因为十三节讲说他仍旧在天，有没有看见
？Because here in verse 13, it says that that the man who is in heaven.
所以如果我们这样讲哈，我们就是圣经不及格，说他从天降下，离开天上，这就违背经文了，你晓得吧？有没有人这样讲过？他从天降下，已经离开天堂。
So it's actually not logical or reasonable for us to say that Jesus departed from heavens, came to this world.
这个哈、哦，我们是好心好意，可是这叫圣经不及格，因为主耶稣自己讲的，他仍旧在天，他根本没有离开过天。
But in theory, Jesus never left heaven because he is with God or in heaven.
很奇妙哦。
It's very
他从天降下，但是他没有离开过天，这是在讲灵里的一种状态，大家要理解灵里了，从肉体讲到灵里啦。
So,we can't think of it only from a physical standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint, even though he physically is in the world, but spiritually he's also still in heaven.
你也可以讲这是神在灵里的合一。
You can also describe this as God and Jesus in spirit as one.
耶稣在灵里的位置。
Jesus's position in the spiritual realm.
或者是我们台湾谢顺道长老圣灵论里面所说的叫做灵里的一致性，有没有看过？
Or this is mentioned in the book of Elder Shea, that this is in spirit, that this is unity in spirit.
所以你看主耶稣一直在强调什么？
So what does Jesus focus on?
然后这些话都只出现在约翰福音。
And all of these are manifesting in the gospel.
所以我们说约翰福音跟其他前面三卷不一样，它是特殊的福音书。
That's why we say the book of gospel of John differs from the other book of gospels because it's a very special gospel.
约翰福音一直在强调出很特殊的独一神观，独一神观的问题。
In gospel of John, recurring theme is it focuses a lot on the one God concept.
所以约翰福音主一直强调说，我在父里面，父在我里面。你们看见我就看见了父，有没有？
That's why in the book of John it says, "I am in the Lord, and Lord is in me." If when you see me, you see the Father.
我们再来看一节很特殊，我们看两节很特殊的这个主题就结束了。
Let's look at a few verses.
讲都讲不完了。好，我们来看那个约翰福音十章三十节。
Let's look at John chapter 10 verse 30.
十章三十节。
John chapter 10 verse 30.
主耶稣讲完这句话，犹太人想当场把他打死啊，亵渎神啊。
After Jesus said this, the Israelites wanted to stone him to death because they thought he was saying heresy.
他讲了什么话？他说：“我与父，你应该做个中文，我与父原为一。”
He says here, "I and my Father are one."
你看英文翻得多好。
The English interpretation.
这个和合本翻的有问题呀、啊。
In Chinese, it might not be as clear.
这个和合本让台湾多少的信徒走不进真耶稣教会，真要不要说咒诅了，真要修改啊。
The Chinese interpretation loses some of the meanings, causing some believers to go astray.
你看他中文说“原为一”，“原为一”就是。好像本来是一，现在分开了，对不对？
In Chinese interpretation, it makes it sound like they used to be one, but later they separated.
我告诉你不要看英文，那个希腊原文就是这样子：我与父是一，就是现在是一，从来没有分为二，也没有分为三的。这样大家理解吗？
But in the Latin original text, it's as described in the English text, which it says, "I am my Father are one, which they never separated."
好，所以啊，我们看约翰福音一章十八节。
Turn to John chapter 1 verse 18.
这个跟经文鉴别学有关呐。
And this verse also helps us set apart our truth as well.
因为既然提到这里，我稍微讲一下，就要马上过了，要么讲不完哈。
So since we're on this topic, I wanted to just make it clear.
十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
父怀里的独生子。
The son who is in the bosom of the Father.
后来我们鉴别原文之后，我们发觉这是一个比喻，它的更原始的经文是这样写的。
And we search into the original text. This is the essence of this verse.
只有在父怀里的独生神。
Only,
将他表明出来是独生神。
Only the God that is in the bosom of the Father.
希腊文哈，神叫做 Theos， 儿子叫做 Huios， 只差了前面那一个。
In the Latin text，
我不用写了哈，你们听一听就算了啦。啊，算了，不用翻了。那所以好心呐、啊，他没有圣灵的人，把 Theos 改成 Hui。他觉得这样比较合理呀、啊。
So there may have been some misinterpretation by the interpreter of the the newer texts in the Bible.
更原始、更早的抄本，这里是写只有父怀里的独生神。你看约翰福音多特殊，神，他是神啊。
In the original text, the more accurate interpretation is that only the God who is in the bosom of the Father.
好了，我们讲这么多哈，这等一下神官会继续讲下去。他是升天的啊，第二个他是尊荣的。
So the second characteristic is that the high priest is glorious.
对，那个，你们英文是写 glorious 吗？
Great
翻得比较好， glorious 又来了，对不对？
Great is more accurate.
因为中文叫尊荣的，你就很容易翻成 glorious 嘛，对不对？
So that, again, the Chinese interpretation makes it sound like it's more glorious, but that's incorrect.
因为中文会想成它是很 honor, 很 glory 这样子，对不对？
Because you'll think that he's honorable or he's glorious.
感谢主，那个比较接近原文希腊，它是写尊荣，是写至大的，至大的。
In the original text in Latin, it uses the word greatest. Yeah.
好，他大到什么程度呢？这个大祭司，我们来看两节，就知道大到什么程度了。
Let's look at his greatness in the Bible.
我们看一节就好了，今天不够。我们看路加福音一章三十一节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 31.
路加福音一章三十一节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 31.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，三十三节。他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。Amen。好，节省时间哦。所以这里有没有说，玛利亚要生这个儿子要为大？有没有？三十二节，他要为大。
Here says that the son that the Mary is about to conceive, he will be great.
可是大，世界上很多人都大啊。
But there's a lot of great people in this world.
罗马皇帝大不大？
The Roman Empire, he is great.
我不晓得你认不认同啦。川普总统大不大？
I don't know.
以其他外国人来看也很大。
I don't know if you agree, but President Trump is very great to a lot of foreigners.
俄罗斯总统普丁大不大？
What about Putin, the Russian president? Isn't he great?
反正很多人历史上都很大，对不对？
There's a lot of great people, powerful people in this world.
可是我告诉你，三十四节讲的，他在形容那个大，大到什么程度？
But in verse 34, it helps us understand the greatness.
三十三节了，三十三节。
Or verse 33 helps us understand how truly is a God, how great is the Jesus Christ.
他这个王位是持续到永永远远的。
It says that he will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
各位这样大不大？
So let me ask you,
历史上有哪一个王能够做到永永远远的？
In history of mankind, which king or president could be reigning in power forever?
好，在这样还不够大，他的国是无穷无尽的。世界上有哪一个国家，我们地球上跟宇宙上是无穷无尽的？
Further, his kingdom will have no end. So let me ask you, which kingdom, which country in this world have no boundaries?
所以这些经文都在印证希伯来书第二个层面，他是升天的，是最大的大祭司，就是第二点我们要认识的。
So these verses help confirm what's described in the book of Hebrews, that our high priest is greatest, and who has passed through the heavens.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third characteristic.
请看希伯来书五章九节十节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
希伯来书五章九节十节。
Chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
这样看来，哦，不要，来看，好，第九节哈。
Verse 9.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。第十节。
Verse 10.
并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。所以这里开始第三点在描述这个大祭司是麦基洗德等次的第三点。
The third point is this God, this high priest is according to the order of Melchizedek.
麦基洗德等次的，什么意思？
What does it mean that he is according to the order of Melchizedek?
好，所以我们昨天有讲为什么从五章会变成七章，这中间的曲折，现在不讲了哈。
So we touched upon this a little bit yesterday.
我们现在看希伯来书七章一到三节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 7 verses 1 through 3.
这里继续在解释前面那个麦基洗德是什么人物。
Here, once it continues to describe the character in the Bible, the high priest Melchizedek.
这个希伯来书的作者有圣灵的感动，他在解释这个麦基洗德，比创世纪原来的经文更清楚。大家要知道哦。
Thank God, the author of the book of Hebrews was inspired by the Holy Spirit, so his description of the prophet, the high priest Melchizedek, is even clearer than what's recorded in the Old Testament.
大家想想创世纪。原来的经文有讲到这个麦基洗德的出现，好像没头没脑的，有没有？突然就出现了。
So if you can remember, the mentioning of the Melchizedek, this character in the Old Testament came out of nowhere.
然后也没有交代他去哪里呀、啊？他刚才搬出来了。
It doesn't say anything about where he's going.
我告诉大家，在圣经里面这一种哈、哦，不晓得从哪里来，又不知道突然跑到哪里去的人物。都很重要。
So I can tell you for a fact that in the Bible, if there's a character, his or her whereabout is unknown, and where he or she is going, these characters are super important.
你们有没有看过台湾的布袋戏啊？
Have you seen the puppet show in Taiwan?
啊，听不懂就算了哈。那布袋戏里面有个人物叫做常镜人。
There's a character.
就是每次出来那个前面那个 mask 的那个。
There's a character with a mask that always comes out in the puppet show.
我还记得他每次出来哈。那个后面配音的都会讲，来无影去无踪啊。
I remember whenever this character comes out, the announcer was to announce that this character comes out of nowhere and will vanish into thin air.
我研究过圣经里面的这些常镜人。
And I've studied similar characters in the Bible.
我告诉你这个哈、哦。几乎都是神跟天使的显现，特别是神都有关系。
Based on my research, these people are either God Himself or angels of God.
我们现在来看七章一到三节，我们来想一下。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verses 1 through 3.
这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。第二节。
Two.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他，他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。第三节
Verse three.
他无父无母无族谱，无生之始无命之终，乃是与神的儿子相似。 Amen。 好了，他在讲说这一个人物有另外两个名称。
Here says that there's two titles that this person holds.
第一个名称是 Melech Shalom.
The first title is the King of Salom.
Shalom 就是希伯来文平安的意思啊。
Salom is peace in Hebrew.
对，所以撒冷王就是平安王 ，Melech 就是希伯来文的王的意思。
Which means that he is the King of Peace.
好，然后他告诉他这第二个名称，大家看一下啊、
哦。There's the second title.
你有没有看到那个第二节撒冷王的前面还有一个叫做仁义王？
Verse 2, earlier it says King of Righteousness.
对，这翻得很好。其实中文翻得不好，没有人啊，只有义啊。
The Bible, Chinese interpretation is a little off again. There's no mention.
这个仁义王希伯来文就是 Melchizedek, 就是麦基洗德，就是这样来的，这个音来的、啊。
The translation is as described in English text, King of Righteousness.
Tzedek 就是 righteous, 就是公义。就是公义啊。
Righteousness.
所以这个王他带来平安，他是公义的。
So this king brings on peace and righteousness.
第三节最重要。
Verse 3 is the most important.
他在描述这个麦基洗德到底是谁呢？
It describes exactly who is this Melchizedek.
来，大家看一看，这些形容词就是可以浓缩成四个字而已。
So these descriptors could be condensed into four words.
叫做自有拥有。
It could be condensed into the concept of
自由的拥有的
self-sustaining or self-existent existence.
这样对吧？ 那我问大家
I am who I am
对呀、啊、他是不是自己有的你看他无父无母无族谱无生之始是不是自己一开始就有了就是这个意思啊、
Well, if you look at it, that's exactly what it means. He's a person without father, without mother, without genealogy, without beginning or end.
无命之中，是不是永远会存在，不会消灭？是不是这样子？
He will always exist forever.
来，我告诉大家，在时间跟空间的上面跟下面，只有哪一位具有这种特质？
So let me ask you, in time or space, which other entity is like this?
哪一位？
Which entity?
就是我们的主
Which is our Lord.
就是独一真神
our one and only God.
所以这里圣灵在告诉你，麦基洗德其实是神自己来的，这样理解吗？
So if I tell you, High Priest Melchizedek is God Himself manifested.
这是希伯来书里面的神观哦。
Does that understand?
为什么？因为等一下会扯到耶稣基督啊。
This is the preface of Jesus in the Old Testament, and this is an important concept for us to understand. We've talked about yesterday that God himself became high priest, Melchizedek, to the point where Abraham himself had to give him tithe.
然后给他祝福。
And he blessed Abraham.
更重要的是你看这里，三节后半节。
More important, the second latter half of verse 3 in chapter 7.
乃是与神的儿子相似，哎
，made like the Son of God。
哎，你说不对呀、啊？耶稣基督有父有母啊，有命之中啊。
But that's not right because Jesus Christ has a beginning and an end because he's got parents。
没有，这是圣灵借着希伯来书在告诉你，耶稣基督。真正的身份是什么？这样能够理解吗
？Through the Holy Spirit, the author of Hebrews was inspired to really reveal the true existence or essence of God.
你有没有看这一句很奇怪？他不是说神的儿子与麦基洗德相似，而是说麦基洗德跟神的儿子相似。那请问谁跟谁相似？哪一个会？哪一个比较大？
So this is very interesting. It didn't say that the Son of God is like Melchizedek, but rather the Melchizedek is made like the Son of God. So it tells us an order, order here.
好，这个伯恩教会听过了，对不对？我过几天会讲这个问题啊。
And we've already talked about this topic in Baldwin.
我告诉你，这里在告诉你，耶稣基督就是那自有拥有的那一位。So、就是这个意思，你回去再想一百遍，你是这个意思啊。
Basically, if you think about it 100 times, your conclusion is that Lord Jesus Christ is the person that said, "I am who I am," which is the God.
所以什么叫麦基洗德等次的大祭司？ So、这样通了吗
？So now do you understand when the Bible says that the high priest is in the order of the high priest Melchizedek?
他在讲这个大祭司是无生无死，是自己神来担任的永恒大祭司，
so,
就是这个意思、啊。
So basically, this high priest Melchizedek does not have any genealogies. He will not have any beginning nor end. So basically, God manifested into a high priest himself, which was Melchizedek.
因为还有四点，我现在要很快了。我希望十五分钟之内讲，我们跳到下一点了。
In for 15 minutes, I like to finish the sermon. So there's four more points.
因为我看见你们脸上有问号的时候，我自然会降慢速度，就会讲太多了。
So sometimes I see confusion or question marks, and so therefore I want to spend a little more time.
要是我在讲的过程当中，你们带着微笑一直点头，我会讲得很快，表示你们都懂嘛。
But in the process, if you guys are nodding and smiling, then probably I will pick up the speed.
我们来看第四点，希伯来书七章二十八节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 28.
律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后启示的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。
For the law appoints as high priests men who have weakness, but the word of the oath which came after the law appoints the son who has been perfected forever.
好，我们这个讲快一点哈，本来要讲很多。这个大祭司第四个在描写，他是以立儿子为这个大祭司。这大祭司特点是儿子立的，是被因为儿子这个身份被立的。
So this high priest was anointed because of his sonship.
所以我们来看前面的经文也讲， 希伯来书五章四节到五节。
Hebrews chapter four, chapter five, verse four.
五章四节到五节。
In chapter verse five, it says.
这大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯要蒙神所召，像亚伦一样。第五节。
Verse five.
如此，基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。”Amen。所以这里在讲说这个。大祭司是天上的神跟他讲的，你是我儿子，然后再把他立的。
So here it says that God appointed, anointed this high priest and said that you are my son.
为什么要强调这个大祭司是神独生的儿子的这个身份呢
？Why is the Bible emphasizing that this high priest has God's as his father?
因为就希伯来人的传统。耶稣没有资格担任祭司，简单讲就是这个样子。
According to the tradition of Hebrews, Jesus Christ himself does not have the qualifications to become the high
priest. 我们昨天讲过，因为耶稣是犹大支派，祭司只能由利未支派来担任。
Because according to tradition, Jesus is from the tribe of Judah, but based on tradition, high priest has to come out of Levites.
所以我们昨天已经把这里讲完了，我们说。以色列人传统的祭司大祭司是从血脉而来，记得吧
？We've talked about yesterday that the high priests that are appointed by the Israelites come from the blood and flesh of people.
这第四节呢，强调耶稣这个大祭司的身份是从灵，神就是灵嘛，从灵脉而来的。
In contrast, Jesus Christ was appointed or anointed by the Spirit of God.
这个跟我们非常相关哦。
This is very relevant to us.
大家知道我们真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹，我们是彼得前书二章九节所说的君尊的祭司啊。
The members of our True Jesus Church, as described in 2 Peter, that we are the prince anointed by the Spirit.
新约时期，耶稣基督升天之后，谁是真正侍奉神的祭司？是这些真正的基督徒。我们都是祭司。
In the New Testament time, who are the true priests? In the New Testament time, these are members of our church. We are the true priests.
我们凭什么担任祭司
？So what qualifies us to be this?
我们跟耶稣基督是同一个脉下来的，你知道吗
？Our qualifications because we are in the order or under the order.
这个关系啦，传承。
Our relationship to Jesus Christ.
我们血肉上不是以色列人，更不是利未支派，但是我们是从灵里面，从这个灵脉而成为新约的祭司。
Because it's through our spirit, the unity of our spirit, that we became in this New Testament time as referred to the priests of God.
抱歉哦，让你犯的这么困难，跟你抱歉。好，我们来看第五点，希伯来书八章一节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 8 verse 1.
八章一节。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。Amen.
Now this is the main point of the things we're saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens.
这是希伯来书第五个层面在解释这个职分。
This is the fifth descriptor recorded in the Hebrew that's a characteristic of the high priest.
这里在描写这个大祭司是坐在神右边的大祭司啊，重要了。什么是神右边
？Here tells us that this high priest is seated at the right hand of the throne.
这不是指神有两位哦。
It doesn't mean that there's two entities that are God.
这是一个灵里的奥秘。
This is a mystery in the spiritual world.
但是灵里的奥秘本来很难用人类的语言表达出来。
Obviously, it's very difficult for us to describe a spiritual mystery with words.
所以真的很不得已，必须用人类的语言表达出来，就变成坐在神右边了。我们现在要来解释属灵的意义是什么
？So now we like to take a stab at explaining this meaning in the spiritual terms.
要了解灵里的神右边。就必须由圣经里面已经解经。
So in order for us to understand this, we have to look at the interpretations or in the Bible.
整个圣经，我只带大家看关键经节了哈。
Let's look at
归纳出来有五种属灵意义。
there's five different spiritual meanings that we can take away from this.
我们请看列王记上二章十九节。
Let's look at Second King.
啊，因为这里时间不够了，我就念了，他就不念英文了，好不好？
Okay.
就念章节就好了。
We'll just read Chinese.
啊，列王记上二章十九节。
Second King chapter 2 verse 19.
于是拔示巴去见所罗门王，要为亚多尼亚提说，王起来迎接，向他下拜，就坐在位上，吩咐人为王母设一座位，他便坐在王的右边。阿们。所以在我们人类的文化历史上，在某些传统里面
，in certain tradition, in certain culture,
王的左右是分尊卑的，理解吗？
There's different positions that are held depending on which side of the throne you're appointed.
我们不要讲华人啊，华人的历史上有时候左为尊，有时候是右为尊，我们就不讨论了哈。
There's a difference in interpretation in the Asian culture and who's on the right side, who's on the left side.
以色列人的传统里面，他的右位是尊贵的。
In the Israelite tradition culture, if the person on the right side of the throne is higher, it's more honorable.
所以你看所罗门王孝不孝顺？他起来迎接王母，自己是王，把右边设座位，表示母亲比我还尊贵，母亲是尊贵的，这个意思能够理解吗？
So the king described in this verse is very respectful of his mother, therefore he lets her sit on the right side of the throne.
所以在属灵里，右边的意思是他在属灵里是尊贵的，第一个意义。
So the first interpretation is that in spirit, that this high priest is very honorable.
我们再看诗篇十六篇十一节。
Let's look at Psalm 16 verse 11.
十六篇十一节。
Psalm 16 verse 11.
你必将生命的道路指示我，我在你面在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。这里提到的你指的是神
，You that's being referenced here references God。
所以在神的右边右手里面有福气跟喜乐，有福乐，对不对
？So on so the right side of God has joy and pleasure forever。
好，我们来看第三个意义，诗篇四十八篇第十节。
Let's look at Psalm verse 48 verse 11。
四十八篇第十节。
48th Psalm。Verse 11.
神啊，你受的赞美正与你的名相称，直到地极。你的右手满了公义，所以第三个意义在神的右手，神的右边代表了神的公义。
Here another meaning is to be on the right side means full of righteousness.
我们来看第四个意义。
Let's look at the fourth meaning.
我现在要飞得很快了哈。诗篇六十篇第五节。
Psalm 60 verse 5.
六十篇第五节。
Psalm 60 verse 5.
求你应允我们，用右手拯救我们，好叫你所亲爱的人得救。所以这里告诉我们，神的右边跟右手代表了神的拯救。
Here it says that the right hand, the right side of God represents His deliverance.
我们来看诗篇一百一十八篇十五节、十六节。
Let's look at Psalm 118.Verses 15 and 16.
118篇十五十六节。
Psalm 118, verses 15 and 16.
十五节，在义人的帐篷里有欢呼拯救的声音。耶主的右手施展大能，主的右手高举，主的右手施展大能。所以这里告诉我们，主的右手，主的右边代表了神的大能。
Here it says that the right side of the Lord describes his greatness. His
所以在神右边是什么意思
？So what does it mean to be on the right side of the Lord?
坐下了就是说他稳固了，他就代表了这些不会再改变了。
Once you sit down, it means that he's there forever and it's not going to change.
主耶稣大祭司稳固的代表了这五种属灵的意义。
So the high priest of God represents forever in a stable way these five meanings.
他代表了神的尊贵跟荣耀。
He represents the honor honor of God.
他是神赐给我们人所有的福气，有没有？
He is the blessing that God has granted us.
他是神的公义，这一点还没有实现哦，什么时候会实现？
He is the righteousness of God, and this hasn't carried out yet. When does that get carried out?
主耶稣说，我现在来不是审判人了，但是有一天他会哦。
Jesus tells us that he came to this world not to judge people, but one day he shall.
不要以为他是好惹的哦。
Don't think that we could easily.
我发觉现在很多基督徒信道。一直在惹耶稣啊。
I feel like a lot of our believers or Christians were angering God.
他有一天在从天再临的时候，恩门就要关起来了。他要显出所有的公义，还记得吗？
Because do you remember what the Bible tells us that one day he's going to come back, close the door to his salvation or grace, and he shall judge us.
他已经坐下了，他就代表的就是神的拯救。
He has sat down already, so that means he's God's deliverance.
他本身以及他所传的福音就是神的大能，有没有？
He himself and what he represents is the power and greatness of God.
从此你看到在神右边，不要误解了，不是神一分为二、一分为三的，这要看他属灵的意义。经文就解出来了。
So when you read this verse, the fact that there's a throne on the right side doesn't mean that there's two different entities, but rather we have to look at the spiritual meaning of what that means, being on the right side.
这位大祭司已经在神的右边坐了下来。
So this high priest sat down on the right side of the throne.
最后我们来看第六点，希伯来书九章十一节。
Let's look at the sixth characteristic. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书九章十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 11.
这个我们讲完，大概时间都到了啦，没关系。
And we're close to having to end the session.
十一节，但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。好，我们先读到这里。这个大祭司前面的形容词是什么
？What is the adjectives before the high priest?
希伯来书的第六个层面，将来美事的，有没有看见
？High priest of good things to come.
那我问大家，将来美事的，这个将来美事指的是什么
？What is this referencing?
好，我们现在，我现在告诉你们，你回去有在做功课了，好不好？ So, 你就把希伯来书里面所有有关美的字词全部抓出来。
So homework for you guys, go back to the book of through the book of Hebrews and note down all the things that are described as good in book of Hebrews.
我现在念很快哈，我帮你们抓出来了，你们回去慢慢抓了，好不好？
I'll give you some tips, some examples.
这就是我昨天讲的，有一个传道，他每一章都是更美的、更美的、更美的、更美的，有没有？
That's why I was telling yesterday that a pastor reading the book of Hebrews, every chapter or verse to him is even gets better and better.
不要翻了哈。希伯来书七章十九节谈到主耶稣让我们有更美的指望。
We may have a better hope.
七章二十二节提到主是更美之约的中保，更美之约的中保。传道要不要拯救一下？
The coming a surety of a better covenant.
好，八章六节提到他为我们，他担任更美的职任，带来更美的应许。
And chapter 8 verse 6, it says that he also is a mediator of a better covenant, a better promise.
九章二十三节
，Chapter 9 verse 23，
告诉我们他是更美的祭物哦，都经文里面写的哦。
Better sacrifice。
好，然后十章三十四节提到他给我们更美的家业。
Chapter 10 verse 34， it says that he will give us better plunders。
十一章十六节提到天上更美的家乡。
Chapter 11 verse 16, it talks about a better heavenly country.
十一章三十五节提到更美的复活。
Chapter 11 verse 35, it tells us a better resurrection.
十一章四十节提到神给我们预备更美的事。
Verse 40, it says better something.Better than that for us.
各位想一想哦，你把这些所有的更美的都列出来之后
，So after you've listed all these references of something that's better,
我问大家哈，我们有没有更美的指望？现在
？And let me ask you, do you have a better hope?
好，我们有没有已经得到更美之约了
？Have we received a better covenant?
那就是相对于旧约，就是新约嘛，对不对？
in contrast to the Old Testament, that which is the New Testament.
主耶稣有没有已经担任那更美的职任呢？
Has Jesus Christ taken up the better duty?
他有没有已经给我们更美的应许了？
Has he given us a better hope?
主耶稣有没有已经成了那更美的祭物了？
Has Jesus become that better sacrificial lamb?
我问大家，就是说，这边都已经现在都得到了，都完成了。
So the things I've just mentioned have already been carried out. We have already received.
可是刚刚说那个大祭司是将来美事，将来就是我们还没有得到的，这样理解吗？
But earlier when we read this, high priest is going to be in the future better.
所以你把这些更美的，把已经得到的把它拿掉，剩下那就是我们还没得到，是将来的，这样理解吗？
So those are the things that we received. We attribute that as something that has happened, but we should look at things that we have not.
所以这个大祭司很简单，就是会赐给我们，让我们将来能够复活，进入更美家乡的大祭司，这就是将来的美事。我们复活了吗？我们肉体复活了吗？
So this high priest shall grant us resurrection in the future. Obviously, this has not happened yet.
我们已经得到天国的基业了吗？已经得到了吗？
Have we received the promise of heavenly kingdom yet?
我们已经回到更美的家乡了吗？
Have we received the better heavenly country, heavenly kingdom?
所以这是将来的。
So those things are referenced.
将来的美事是指这三样。
And in the future, the better things that's going to occur reference these three things.
这个大祭司跟我们复活有关，跟我们进到天国有关，这样知道吗？
So this high priest has something to do with us resurrecting. It has direct relationship with how we're going to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
这个想一想第六点了哈。
So take a look, think about the sixth characteristic.
我们没时间讲第七点的，我直接带大家看这个经节就好了。
And then let's look at a final verse to get at the seven characteristics.
我们来看希伯来书十章十九节到二十一节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10,
十章十九到二十一。
Verse 9 through 21.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，二十节。
21
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。二十一节。
21
啊，重点在这一节哈。又有一位大祭司治理神的家 ，Amen。所以第七个层面在讲，这个大祭司是治理神的家。
The seventh characteristic is this high priest prevails over the house of God.
我跟大家讲哦，你读起来很顺，对以色列人来讲很不顺。
You may read this and it may be a smooth sentence, but to the Israelites, this is not a very smooth concept.
直接告诉你们关键在哪里，因为在希伯来人的传统里面，大祭司根本没有治理权，你了解吗？他没有统治权啊。
In the Hebrew culture, the high priest, this entity doesn't have any authority.
旧约被高利的有三种职分，你们知道吧？
In the Old Testament times, there's three titles or positions that are anointed.
先知、君王、祭司，对不对？
Prophet, the king, and then priest.
先知忠心传讲神的话，完成神的任务。
Prophet will prophesize the words of God and carry out the prophecy of God.
王才有治理权，这样了解吗？
Only the king has authority and power.
大祭司跟祭司没有治理权，但是替百姓办理属神的事，献祭跟教导，这样子而已。
However, high priests doesn't really have power. It just carries out being a mediator between the people and God.
大家有没有发觉，这个已经把耶稣的职分三合一，不是咖啡哦。三合一哦。
So what this verse does is that it combines these three titles, these three positions of anointment into one.
这个大祭司兼任的旧约有治理权的那一位，他也是王，这样知道吗？他是治理神的家，神的国度啊。
This high priest prevails over the house of God, so therefore this high priest has power and authority.
神的国度在哪里？
Where is the house of God?
提摩太前书三章十五节说：“神的家就是永生神的教会，我们真耶稣教会。”
Timothy chapter 3 it says the house of God is the church, which is the true Jesus church.
好了，时间到了，就见证到这里了。
So this concludes our seminar today.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
赞美诗401首。
Let's sing hymn 401.